I'm sitting here with Victoria Legrand from Beach House. Alex is not here right now.
He's working.
He's working. Okay, you don't have to work.
I'm doing different work.
That's right. Okay.
We have different roles.
What is he doing at the moment?
He's helping set up the stage. So he's putting together all the lighting design and the...
He does it always by himself?
Well, no, we have a lighting... How do you say this? Like an LD, a lighting designer. But Alex has built these set pieces. So they're like these poles and fabric and things like that. So he rigs it up every day.
Wow.
It's part of like our whole thing. It's just trying to do it all ourselves as opposed to hiring out all the time and spending a lot of money. I think it keeps us focused.
What's the plan behind releasing two albums in 3 months?
I think the plan is quite simple. It was just that we made two records and we didn't want to wait to put the second one out. We wanted to have the songs available as quickly as possible so that we could play them live.
So recorded it at the same time?
Recorded at the same time and written one after the other.
But you could have maybe just made a B-side or no?
It was very clear that the songs were not, they weren't connected to Depression Cherry in any way. They were very separate and they had their own very like distinct and unique world, which is usually what an album ends up feeling like. It's a collection of songs and they feel a certain way and they fit together.
Depression Cherry is about the passing of time and that it varies in maybe some other cultures. Thank Your Lucky Stars is a more political album. How far is it political?
Well, I think that Depression Cherry is not simply about the passing of time. It's more of an abstract record in some ways than Thank Your Lucky Stars. The songs are, I think, quite large and layered and lush and extremely full. And, you know, I think there's a lot in there. You know, there's madness, there's love, there's chaos, there's violence, there's death. There's a lot of things in Depression Cherry. But, you know, it sounds a certain way and the songs feel a certain way. And Thank Your Lucky Stars, in comparison, I think feels a bit more raw or... gritty, you know, political, like in its spirit.
Okay.
You know, like not in the songs don't talk about, you know,
yeah, that's what
like
I
the
thought.
Government or something.
That's what
like
I thought.
That. There's a lot of female imagery in the songs. You know, there's topics like alcoholism and abuse. And, you know, there's a lot of things that I think relate to humans in this like very raw and direct way.
There's actually a friend of mine. He's a huge fan of you, and he bought himself a PS20 Yamaha keyboard after he listened to your first records, because he's a musician himself. Mm-hmm. And this is also the sound that one has in mind when they think about you, like the organ sound maybe. What is so special for you about this organ sound?
Well, there's a lot of organs. I mean, the PS20 is the really first electronic keyboard that we used. When I found that PS20, and I already have like a history of playing, you know, keyboards and pianos and all that shit. Sorry, I cursed. I just knew there was something magical about it. Like I hadn't heard it. It was just an immediate love affair. And I think that's the way that we are with most of the keyboards that we find and that we have. You know, we don't go out looking for them, like acquiring keyboards just to have them. It's more like when we find them and there's something special about it. You know, we hear something, then we'll buy it.
I get the impression that Alex, the other part of Beach House, must be a pretty nerdy guy when it comes to sounds, because the drum sounds, for example, in the song 1037 from Depression Cherry, has the special drum sounds. How long does it take him to get those sounds?
Well, this is what I think. Production starts happening like the second a song is being written. So the sound of that beat, for example, in 1037, you know, we fell in love with that beat, like, immediately. That sound coming from the keyboard.
Okay. So he played it, and he just said, well, this sounds great. I'm going to...
Yeah, I mean, that's how we work. Mm-hmm. Whether he's doing that, whether he finds the beat, or I find a beat, or whether I write something on a keyboard, or he... It's very different than, like, for example, anybody that just, like, writes a song on an acoustic guitar. They don't have an idea necessarily of production. Maybe they're just writing the skeleton of the song, then they go to the studio, then they ask a producer. The producer goes, yeah, let's put some, you know, steel drums on that, and let's put some chorus pedals. And so that's what, like, the traditional producer supposedly does. They take somebody's song that they wrote, and they put all the sounds on it. Alex and I are different. We're constantly doing the production at the same time as the writing. It's hand in hand. So by the time we get to the studio, Chris Cody is somebody that we've worked with now several records, not the first two, but Teen Dream and Bloom and Depression Cherry. He understands that we're very much in control of our sound. But with Thank Your Lucky Stars, we mixed that ourselves. That's one of the many differences. For example, I'm playing guitar on several songs and bass guitar. Mm-hmm. I'm not playing guitar on Depression Cherry. So there's cool little, like, subtle, nerdy facts about that. Like girl power.
So when you say that you are also part of the production process because you're playing also instruments, is Alex also like part of the lyrics? Or is that just your...
The lyrics are predominantly me. I mean, okay. I write, I'm the lyricist. I bounce things off him, you know, like I'll be like, what do you think of that? But
and does he sometimes say something like, well, I don't get it?
Honestly, like if he doesn't like something, you know, he probably just, I'll probably also not like it. So we're very, really? We're in tune.
Okay.
In that way. If he was here right now, he would be really sweet and he would say that he likes them all.
But how do you manage to not burst out in stress or discussions?
Oh, we have stress. We have all the same, you know, there's a lot of intensity and like stress. You know, we work really hard. It's not easy to put two records out. It's crazy, crazy work. But it's how you work through it.
Did your way of working together change in the last years?
I think it's just gotten better. Like it's gotten stronger. It just seems to be one of those relationships that just keeps becoming more and more of a, I don't know. It's a good one. It's a strong one. And sometimes you have the same thoughts at the same time. It's kind of scary.
What do you actually think about bands that are canceling their tours since the incident in Paris? Was it an option for you?
Quitting was not an option. We just felt like that we should continue to play music and continue to bring energy to people and have energy with people and not be afraid. I don't think anybody would be happy if they knew that like the result of such loss was further loss and further dehumanizing events. So we have to keep dancing. We have to keep living.
Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you very
having
much.
Me.
Well, it was a pleasure and I'm very, very flattered and honored to be part of Public Youth Radio. Pulse.